shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A double shooting here in Durham leaves one man dead. We have the latest from the scene.
And it's a quiet start out there. We're going to talk about when temperatures begin to warm up and when we can see a few sprinkles.
And thousands of people from around the world are gathering in Cary this morning, and that includes all stars and celebrities like Ryan Reynolds. We are tracking just how busy things could get as the soccer tournament begins. And yes, that's the name of it. The soccer tournament. There it is for you. We'll be talking about that a lot today. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. And yes, one of the teams owned by the Ryan Reynolds, who may or may not be here. If he is, you know, he's going to have some really nice weather here. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. If you liked yesterday, you liked today.
It's going to be very similar. When I walked in this morning, we hadn't started to cloud up, but we could cloud up a little bit this morning. This is a live look at downtown Raleigh. Temperatures are pleasant, 63 degrees. We'll see a little sunshine breaking through this afternoon and a chance of a sprinkle. So we're just going to kind of cut and paste from yesterday. Futurecast showing some of that low cloud cover is starting to form here shortly. You can see that's 4 o'clock. Notice how that starts to spread westward. So it shows us a little bit of cloud cover. And then just like yesterday in the afternoon, watch how it begins to break up. Now, we started to see it break up earlier than this yesterday, and the models had it just like this a little bit later in the day. So I think right around lunchtime, depending on where you are, a little after lunchtime, could be before lunchtime in a few places. But then a few isolated showers that pop up. Most of us won't see any rain today. It's just a quick sprinkle, little shower for a few folks. Right now, temperatures are in the 50s in the north. Elsewhere, we're seeing temperatures in the low to mid 60s, and hour by hour, we're in the 60s until around 11 o'clock. We'll see a high this afternoon close to 80 degrees. We do have more 80 degree days in our forecast. I'll show you coming up.
Elizabeth, thank you. Breaking news in Durham. One man is dead and another is in the hospital after an early morning shooting. It happened just after 1 a.m. on South Roxborough Street. Eric Miller is there in the WRAL breaking news tracker as police canvass that area. Eric.
Hey, Renee, these are the Cornwallis apartments here, and you can see they are absolutely filled with police tonight. Durham officers on one side, the mobile command unit off to the other. I want to get you right to some video here of this scene. You can see evidence markers scattered all over the ground in the lawn, the sidewalk, the road. There are at least 9 of them there. We know Durham police were called out here right around 1 this morning. 2 men rushed to the hospital with very serious injuries. One of them later died. Now, police have been going door to door trying to talk to neighbors, piece this thing together. But we can say, interestingly enough, there was another shooting here at the Cornwallis Apartments just over a week ago. That one less serious, only injuries there. But still, 2 shootings within 1 housing complex just over a week. Very concerning for the folks who live here. Renee?
Eric, thank you.
Breaking news this morning. 2 men are now in custody after a shooting that left 2 cousins dead and sent 2 other people to the hospital. After 2 o'clock this morning, officers in Fayetteville announced the arrest of Tyrone Washington and Trishawn Getty. Both face a long list of charges, including first-degree murder, and are being held in jail without bond. Investigators say they shot 24-year-old Alzi Diamond and 18-year-old Aharez Elliott to death after an argument on the phone. It happened while they were hanging out with 2 other men along Rembrandt Drive. We brought you this story as breaking news yesterday morning. Diamond leaves behind a 1-year-old daughter. Elliott was set to graduate next week and join the military.
A last-minute deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling and avoid an economic disaster is now in the hands of the U.S. Senate. You're looking live at the Capitol building, where lawmakers have just 4 days left to get full approval. The deal made it through the House by an almost 200-vote margin last night. Republican Dan Bishop was the only lawmaker from North Carolina to oppose it. The deal allows the government to borrow unlimited amounts of money for 2 years while also putting a cap on spending. That will cut the budget deficit by $1.5 trillion over the next decade.
History will write, this is the largest cut in American history. It's not even close.
President Biden released a statement after the vote calling the bipartisan agreement good news for the American people and the economy. It's unclear when the Senate will vote. The Treasury Department says it must be done before June 5th.
And breaking news from overnight, police have a new piece of evidence in a shooting in downtown Raleigh. Officers cleared the scene on Martin Street near Haywood Street just before 2 this morning. They confirmed with the WRL Breaking News Tracker that they towed a car linked to the shooting, but haven't said how it's connected. The shooting happened before 9 p.m. The man who was hurt is expected to survive. Officers went door to door in the neighborhood asking for information.
A third brother linked to the murder of Wake County Deputy Ned Byrd will make his first appearance in court today. Rolando Marin Sotelo is charged with accessory after the fact to murder. He's already been in a Durham jail since last fall on a federal detainer. Warrants show he's accused of helping his brother Alder avoid arrest by reselling a 2005 Chevy Colorado connected to the crime scene. Alder Marin Sotelo and his other brother Arturo are both charged with killing Deputy Byrd last August.
This morning, Cary is becoming soccer central. In just a few hours, teams from around the world will kick off a first-of-its-kind tournament with a winner-take-all $1 million prize. WRL's Naya Harden is at Wake Med Soccer Park this morning. And Naya, a lot of big stars here for this event. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal, Jeff, and it's one of the three reasons why we are going to probably see a lot of people here. Some of those reasons include people do love soccer, and that's why they'll be here at Wake Med. Another reason is people love Ryan Reynolds. A lot of people know him, of course, because of all of his movies. And like you said, we expect to see a lot of other celebrities, as well as that $1 million prize that they are going to be taking home if they win it all. Now, I did check this morning to see if tickets were still available, and you can still get tickets, but the challenge here is going to be parking. When I checked parking, that's basically sold out all around the entire complex here, and this is going to be similar to the World Cup, which you're going to see. Just to give you an idea of how big this is, you've got 32 teams that are going to be playing 7-on-7 soccer. These teams will include Wrexham, which is co-owned by Ryan Reynolds and seen on the recent TV series. The team is also the third oldest football club in the world. And then you have Charlotte FC, the only MLS team, and a U.S. women's team will be coached by Mia Hamm. Now, the winner gets $1 million. There will also be, for fans, a fan village, autograph opportunities, and it will be streamed on Peacock and YouTube. Now, the tournament starts this morning at 9 o'clock, so in the next hour or so, we do expect this to hopefully they'll open the gates here so we can go ahead and take a look at what's happening closer up to the soccer field. And then the tournament, as that starts, it will end on Sunday. Now, one of the things we want to remind you about is going to be traffic, because traffic is going to be heavy around the soccer park area on Chapel Hill Road here. We'll continue to have updates for you this morning on that, and we'll continue to keep you updated on the WRL News app. Naya Harden, WRL News in Gary.
Senator Bernie Sanders will be in Durham tonight, pushing for a higher federal minimum wage. Sanders, who represents Vermont, wants it set at $17 an hour. He says it's crucial that Americans are paid more, calling the current rate an injustice. Sanders will be joined by Reverend William Barber at tonight's rally. It's set for 7 p.m. at the Hayti Heritage Center. This is one of three events Sanders is holding across North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee.
A big pay raise could be possible in the months ahead in Durham and for Durham County employees. The Board of Commissioners is meeting at 9 this morning to finalize its budget plan for the next fiscal year, which starts in July. They'll hear a presentation recommending a 7% raise across the board for county employees. That would bring the minimum wage to $19.22 per hour. Keep in mind, commissioners are only considering the raise at this point.
New funding to help reduce school violence could soon be available to several local counties. The State Board of Education will vote today on making Cumberland, Hoke, Vance, Edgecombe, Wilson, Halifax, and Northampton counties eligible for money from the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. The state has gotten more than $27 million in funding. The money can be used for positions including psychologists and social workers and for professional development.
4:39 right now, a familiar face from the Trump presidency is expected to throw his name in the ring for 2024.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is set to announce his candidacy. Coming up, one big talking point that could set Pence apart from his competition.
And a big payout from Amazon for privacy violations on its home security cameras. How your Ring doorbell camera could have been misused by employees.
And here's a live look at Raleigh from the Museum of Natural Sciences. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when we will warm up here today.
from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Taking a look at Sanford this morning, and you can see it looks nice and quiet. No rain here. We have just a very tiny chance of a shower late today. Today's going to feel very much like yesterday. We're starting off in a couple of places with temperatures in the 50s, 55 in Lewisburg, 58 in South Hill, but 60 in Tarboro, 64 in Fayetteville, 62 in Irwin and in Goldsboro. So it's a pleasant start out there. Feels nice for your morning walk, run, heading out with the dog, walking the kids to school. Temperatures in the 60s feeling very nice. When I walked in this morning, we had clear skies, but we have the conditions that could lead to some low cloud cover in some spots this morning. Yesterday, we broke out of those clouds before lunchtime, and that's likely again today. Should see some sunshine this afternoon with a high near 80 degrees.
A Halifax County paramedic is facing charges this morning, accused of stealing narcotics from an older patient. 55-year-old Dudley Lynch is accused of taking hydrocodone from the patient's home in Littleton. Authorities say Lynch was working as a paramedic with the Rural Health Group. He was given a $1,500 bond, and his next court date is tomorrow.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to be the next big name to join the race for president in 2024. Sources close to Pence say he plans to release a video announcing his candidacy on June 7. He also plans to make a speech in Iowa that day. CNN has a town hall event scheduled with Pence that evening in Des Moines. Speaking yesterday in Michigan, Pence revealed a possible campaign talking point.
I'd like to see us shut down the federal Department of Education and send those resources back where states can innovate and expand educational freedom for all of our kids.
June 7th will also be Pence's 64th birthday.
Former President Donald Trump is facing more turmoil this morning. CNN reports he was caught on tape admitting to knowing about having a classified document. Prosecutors say the recording is from 2021. The document is reportedly about a potential attack on Iran. Sources say Trump knew the document was classified and was heard saying he would like to share it, despite those with him at the time not having security clearance to view that. Trump previously stated he declassified everything and denies any wrongdoing.
Cary police are investigating a string of car break-ins at several local hotels. Officers say thieves hit the Umstead Hotel and Spa, the Hilton Garden Inn, the Hampton Inn, and the Sonesta ES Suites near RDU. About 10 cars were damaged at the Umstead. It's the third time this year that car break-ins have been reported there. Police say the town in general is seeing a rise in car break-ins. Thieves targeted four Cary fire stations just 10 days ago. Officers say it's important that you never leave valuables in your vehicles.
Alec Murdoch says he is not guilty of new federal money laundering and wire fraud charges. The convicted killer and disgraced attorney entered his plea yesterday. Indictments accuse him of stealing money from his clients. Even though he pleaded not guilty, Murdoch's lawyer says that might change. Murdoch is currently serving two life sentences in prison for killing his wife and son.
Beware of IRS scams on your phone. Google search data shows the phrase IRS tech scams are up more than 800% in the past day. WRAL's Five on Your Side is sharing ways to avoid becoming a victim. First, be wary of any messages saying they come from the IRS. The agency will not text you out of the blue. You can check your actual status with the IRS on its website. You can also report unexpected messages on the site. As a rule, you should always avoid clicking on a link sent through a text.
Amazon is having to dish out more than $30 million for privacy violations linked to its home security cameras. The Federal Trade Commission says Ring gave Amazon employees unrestricted access to customers' cameras. The agency claims one Ring employee watched thousands of videos from at least 81 users who were women. That was back in 2017. That's before Amazon acquired the company in 2018. However, Amazon still agreed to settle the FTC's lawsuit. The company also says it'll implement a new data security program.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, police are investigating a stabbing on Pineville Road in Raleigh. I want to show you on the map exactly where this is. This is the Raleigh-Durham International Airport, just north of 540 in this area. They are investigating a stabbing. They say one person was stabbed and taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Now, details are very limited right now, but it looks to be an apartment building. It looks to be just south of the Briar Creek Commons as well. We do have a photojournalist headed to the scene. As soon as we have more information, we'll bring that to you from the Live Center.
Carolina Hurricanes fans are showing their love and appreciation for the team on the PNC Arena ice. Season ticket holders got to leave their mark yesterday during the team's annual Paint the Ice event. The Canes season came to an end last week with a heartbreaking loss to the Florida Panthers in the Eastern Conference Final. And that appreciation is mutual. The team certainly showing appreciation to its fans as well for an incredible season. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking our weather as we begin a new month. It is June 1st.
And we all have to say it, right? I can't believe it's June 1st. Right. So right now we're looking at pleasant conditions. 63 degrees is our current temperature. Our dew point's at 61, which is not bad. Our dew point in the 50s feels very comfortable. Our dew point in the 70s feels very uncomfortable. So that's 61. Is on the more comfortable end. Our temperatures will stay in the 60s up until around 11 a.m. And today generally should feel very much like yesterday. Meteorological summer begins on June 1st. And you may say, well, what's the difference between calendar summer and meteorological summer? When you look at the weather as a whole for the whole month of June, July, and August, it feels more like summer. Now, officially on the calendar, we don't see summer. The solstice happens on June 21st. And of course, that's where we have the longest day of the year and the shortest night. And then after that, the days begin to get slightly shorter. So that's coming up June 21st, but meteorological summer begins today. Summer officially starts 20 days from now. How was May? Well, it was 2 degrees on average below normal. So that average, of course, encompasses the highs and the lows for the month of May. And it was 2 degrees below normal, which is pretty significant. Rainfall, surprisingly, it felt like it rained, but you know, it just rained every weekend. The weekdays were pretty nice. We only had 1.7 inches of rainfall, and that was about an inch and a half below normal. Around town today, it's going to feel nice. Temperatures will be at around 80 degrees for Raleigh, Durham, and Fayetteville. We continue to have a northeasterly wind, and that's what's keeping the 90-degree days away, making for some great time to be outside, especially during the evenings. The Durham Bulls are at home all the way through the weekend. Today, 77 degrees at 6:30. On Friday, 81. On Saturday, 84. So some nice warm days. Our humidity stays on the lower side. We do have the potential for an isolated shower each day, and Saturday evening we could see an isolated thunderstorm, but none of that's going to be terribly widespread. 84 is our normal high. On Saturday, we're going to bump it on up to 88, so getting a little closer to 90 Saturday, but not for long. After that, we cool back down Sunday and Monday. We'll see a front that comes through Saturday, and that's why our temperatures will drop. Notice what else drops. We're going to see a nice drop in our muggy meter back down into the 50s Sunday and Monday, so it should feel very nice, and we don't look terribly, terribly muggy. We also have the potential still for that first week of June to be below normal. That hasn't changed since yesterday, which is nice. And look at this, another little piece of good news. Yesterday's pollen counts came in low for weeds, trees, and grasses. That's the first time I've seen that since, I don't know, maybe sometime last winter. So a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Saturday. So we'll take a look at that. We're going to walk through that hour by hour. Sunday's looking nice, maybe a bit of cloud cover. And then again, a 30% chance late Monday into Tuesday, but a fairly quiet 7-day forecast for us.
Elizabeth's just delivering all kinds of good news this morning. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And continuing with that theme, it's a reminder to start your day positive.
Coming up next, the sweet and inspiring messages from a young boy who has Down syndrome, how he is not letting anything get in the way of his happiness.
Plus, how a local group plans to help keep students fed this summer while they're out of school. Such a beautiful baseball park as we take a live look at DBAP, certainly one of our favorite baseball diamonds. Feeling very pleasant out there in the 60s, very comfortable, and will warm up close to 80 degrees. This morning, you might see law enforcement jogging through Wake County. Deputies will join Zebulon, Knightdale, and Raleigh police for their 10-mile leg of the Flame of Hope Run. The run raises thousands of dollars for Special Olympics North Carolina. Officers will carry the torch from Little River Park to New Bern Avenue starting at 7:15. The final stretch of the run to the state capitol will take place tomorrow. That's the same day the statewide summer games begin. WRL's Ken Smith will MC the opening ceremony. A little boy from North Dakota is reminding us all that positivity can go a long way.
He's 5-year-old Cohen Norden, and his nanny, Eva, practice 3 daily affirmations each morning before he heads off to school. Cohen has Down syndrome and struggles with limited speech, but the morning ritual has helped Cohen improve his ability to communicate and much more.
It's not just something he's repeating, but it's something he is actually affirming to himself and making himself believe and putting it out into the world that he is all of those things and so much more.
Together, the pair repeats, "I am handsome, I am smart, and I am going to have a good day." Ava says seeing Cohen's growth reminds her that we're all capable of so much if we are willing to put in the work. And once you put it out there in the universe, you know, it makes you kind of live up to it. So it's good.
Gives my mama heart all the feels. We have much more news to come. Breaking news. One person is dead and another person has life-threatening injuries after an early morning shooting in Durham. Here is a live look at the scene. Eric Miller is there as well in the breaking WRL breaking news tracker with what he's learned from investigators.
Well, some of the world's biggest soccer stars are in Cary for the debut of the soccer tournament. We are keeping an eye on how this will affect traffic throughout the day.
And is the truth out there? When we could find out more about UFO sightings from NASA's recently formed UFO panel.